True or false? In our very first trip, you left your key in my car on purpose.
False.
Incorrect. It was true. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Ron Burgundy, and today's guest is the delightful and hilarious Steph Tussat, also known as Trendy Bendy, also known as Stussy, also known as Steven. I met Steph whilst Uber driving 3 years ago. She was my passenger, and since then has become a funny Uber ride's favorite. On a personal level, though, Steph's become a close friend. I adore Steph because what you see is what you get. She has a heart the size of Uranus, she'll keep you in hysterics, and she just genuinely cares. When I picked Stuss up to film this podcast, I finally got to meet her mum.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
Yeah. But she's got the accent though, hey? Like a full...
She is French.
Yeah.
Like you're a wannabe Frenchman.
But I used to have that accent.
Did you? Mm. When did you come to Australia?
Well, I was born here, yeah?
What?
You know this!
So you're not actually French?
I am French. I'm half French.
Do you identify as a French
Yeah, I do.
Really?
I have a French passport.
But you're...
European.
Yeah, but like I got a South African passport, but I'm not South African anymore.
Well, you look like it, don't you?
Do you know what I did in preparation of this?
What?
Trimmed my nose hair.
Did you actually?
Can you tell? No. Oh, I fucking hate
Stop
it.
Stop looking at yourself.
I
know you're turned on by your own body and your own face, but that's all G,
are you
yeah?
Not turned on by your own face?
I'm not really, no, but you are allowed to be. Self-love is what it's all about.
How you doing, Stuss?
I'm good.
Yeah? Are you nervous?
No, why would I be?
Good.
I feel like it's a lot of talking for a lot of time.
But you know, that's what we always do anyway.
I know, but... I don't know. I find we're on a mission today, you know?
It's different, right? Because it's usually like, all right, I'm taking you from A to B, or we're going to get a piercing, or we're going to do something. Whereas now it's like we're driving around
for no real reason.
Aimlessly.
Darren from Audio Production here. If you take a look at the comments section in Reverse Uber Rides Part 2, almost every single comment says, Steph is both...
You're like a mixture of extremely healthy and extremely
yes,
unhealthy.
Yes, there's no in-between. When I binge, it's like, fucked. It's just binge, binge, binge.
Yeah.
Special weekends. I go, like, Friday hits, boom.
Friday hits, alcohol, like, food, whatever.
Literally.
But then at the same time, you work out three times a day.
No, three times a day sometimes, but, like, it was mostly two a day. Which is still plenty. I'm happy with two.
But you track your calories and stuff.
Not really.
None of that. You have, like, the...
I do. Yeah, but I don't count it.
So, but like, if you were to ballpark it, how many calories do you reckon you would burn a day?
Way more than like I need to be, I think.
Well, that would put you in a deficit, so you'd be losing weight regularly. And
that's
why everybody thinks
I eat more than I should be, considering that like I eat a lot, but I also train a lot. But I think I eat more than I should be.
Gotcha. Well, that's probably the healthiest way to go about it, right? Because
there's no point because
it's fun and you enjoy it and you get results at the same time. You might not get results at the same speed as like a bodybuilder who's like...
I am a bodybuilder, bitch. Imagine me doing like that thing.
I could see you doing that, but like...
The pony.
Laughing your face off.
Yeah,
I could see you doing it like having a ball.
I could not keep a straight face. I'd just be like, if you're in the crowd as well, I'll just piss my head.
Oh man, I would love to come watch you pose at a bodybuilding competition.
Imagine.
Can you imagine? You know when somebody invites you to like their birthday party or whatever?
Yeah.
And then a lot of the time people get the invite and they're like, nah, it's okay, I don't want it. You go.
Oh, but like, fuck
you. You're like, fuck
yeah.
Actually,
right. I don't care if no one is there that no.
Yeah.
But yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I'm going, like, I just don't care. Because that's how you make friends as well, right?
100%.
You know, like...
100%. And have you ever had the opinion, I got too many friends right now?
No.
Exactly.
No way.
I freaking love that. I reckon that's why you and I clicked, like, in that first trip or, like, first couple of trips. Because there's a similar... I think we're quite different, but at the same time, we're very, very similar in that,
same
like...
Diff.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's, like, just open to make friends out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, you kind of, like, open for new friends and you kind of lose friends at the same time.
It's like an ongoing...
It hasn't really happened recently, but, like, that has happened. But I'm like, things happen for a reason. That's the thing I believe in a lot. Things happen for a reason.
Mm.
I'm like, you know.
You
I was meant to carry that Uber that night. Like, I was meant to, like, meet Phoebe. Like, because now you guys are, like, such a big part of my life.
True.
Like, it's just weird, like, not having you there. It's just bizarre to think about that.
It's actually
it's
very, very true.
Yeah.
And if you hadn't had that level of, like, openness, it wouldn't have...
Imagine me just like this in the truck. Oh, the truck.
This is not a truck.
It's a car, just like
the literal opposite of it.
Be like so quiet.
I can't imagine being in your company with you not saying. Oh, actually, I can. When you got your nipple pierced.
Oh yes.
You were very quiet.
Yeah, that's because I was traumatized.
You were shell shocked.
It was a bit hectic that day.
Oh my god.
But I didn't tell him quiet as I was sleeping as well.
Okay, when you got in that in the car the very first time we met, I have no doubt that like that's just how you are when you meet like a new Uber driver or whatever. But was it freaky or was it weird when your Uber driver said, "Hey, do you want to be in like a YouTube video?" I don't mean weird as in good weird. I mean, was it weird as in creepy? Was there any part of your mind that's like, this is not okay?
Well, I literally don't give two fucks. That's my thing. So I don't care what happens. Because I was like, obviously he's got a channel, right? He's always doing it for a random kind of thing.
Right.
And then once I realized like how, like your channel actually saw it, I was like, hey, this is cool. Like,
so it was once you saw the channel that you realized I wasn't a creep?
Well, I guess, yeah.
So but then for the 55 minutes we were in the car, you were like, this guy's a fucking weirdo.
But then I knew, like, because we were talking for ages, so I was like, he's chill, like, he's obviously not a weirdo.
Right.
Like, you could kind of tell, so I was just like, oh, why not? And then we took a photo. I think that was the thing as well. We took a photo, and I was like, oh, like, surely he's, like, you know, doing it for a reason, not just because he's a creep.
Do you know that like, the whole trendy bendy thing to this day? Because that video's got, like, I was looking last night, it's got, like, 400-something thousand views.
Just a few.
To this day, people still send me photos of their thumb. It's disgusting.
It's so gross.
I can't look at a thumb without going, oh.
Like, the, like, weird finger shit as well that, like, people send.
Oh, my God. It's so gross. It's not, it's traumatic. Do you ever find that your, like, overt friendliness is mistaken for flirting?
Oh, for shizzle. For sure.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's kind of part of my... Ah, red light!
What? What was it, red? I didn't use it.
Oh.
Easy.
I stressed out. Oh, okay, sorry. I feel like, I don't know, I've always been kind of like that. But I think as my job as a PT as well, you have to be super friendly as well, I think.
Especially in that environment. Like, yeah. gyms are wild.
Yeah.
Like, guys, girls, working out. Testosterone all over the place.
Oh, it's a hot mess. It's like, oh.
And everybody's in like tight clothes and like muscles flexed.
It is actually very sexual when you think about it. Like, you see people at their most vulnerable state, right? When you think about it.
Yeah. Like, just as you're about to like max out on a rep or something, yeah, it's like,
that's
like
hot though.
Is it?
Mm, yeah.
Well, it can either be hot or just like kind of gross.
I think strength is hot. Like, I just see, oh, I love it. I love it. Don't you? Like, do you like buff women?
I don't know. Like bodybuilding buff, but like, yeah, you know, tone kind, yeah, of thing. It's such a subjective thing, right? Because there's like, there's built, and then there's like toned, and then there's like fit, and then there's like,
there's so many different levels. It's messed up.
To be honest, I don't know what I think. I don't know what my preference is.
Just like happy with your body, positive mind.
I don't know what my preference is physically, because I think the way like that you carry yourself is everything. Like, you could actually be like a chunky monkey, but super confident about it, and that's hot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's about the confidence, 100%. I reckon exercise shouldn't be a chore. It should be something you actually enjoy to do. Because like, what's the point of going to the gym like, oh, I have to do this, like, fuck this, like, you know. You actually have to enjoy it. What's the point of like doing something you hate doing? What I hate about the fitness industry is that it's so misleading, because some people, right, can look toned, they have a butt, have, you know, everything, but it's like a fake butt. It's fake tits.
BBL.
Yes, it's very common these days.
I just learned how it's done the other day.
It's the true fat put into your ass.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought it was like prosthetics, like fake
tits into your
ass. I didn't know that it's just like fat that's been moved around your body. That's so clever.
It's clever, but it's so dangerous, though.
Oh, there are side effects.
Yeah, pretty sure it's really bad for you.
Really?
Yeah. But the thing is with that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, because your beanie. Your beanie's not big enough. Like,
you know.
Imagine you with a beanie out like this.
With lockdowns and stuff, my butt's been shrinking. I'm not able to squat. Yeah,
I don't know.
Have you heard the saying, drunk words, sober thoughts?
100%.
Do you believe it? Yeah.
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 Because you're just more like, literally don't give two fucks, or you give a fuck, but I don't think you care as much what people think while you're drunk.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you do what you want to do, no fucks give it type thing, hey?
Yeah. So, but is that always truthful, or is that like,
Oh, 100%. When I'm drunk, I literally say whatever without thinking, which is a bad thing, though. Like, it's fucks you up sometimes a lot. Remember that hill? On the hill, I was like, you're like, where am I?
Do you know that trip is one of my favorite trips with you. It was so short and sweet. But there was just a moment there. I think you were cold. You put your, like, jacket over you. Yeah. And you were just lying there. And you're like, Daz, I love life.
Did I really?
I was like, fuck yes.
It's the small things in life, right?
That was so nice. I was just like, yeah, she's just having a good
I actually
time.
Don't remember that trip very well.
I know. I feel like a lot, especially more recently, and I think actually after lockdown last year, after our long lockdown, you go harder on the weekend. I feel like you...
Yeah, because I've lost time. Hey? I have to, like, make up for the time that I've lost.
No, I don't... Look, I do not blame you at all. Mm. But, like, chill out, bro.
Chill out, bro.
No, I'm kidding.
I drink every so often, I get fucked as well.
Well, that's my problem. I don't drink most of the year. But then when I do drink, it's ugly.
Remember how we did that thing with Phoebes?
The
video.
Oh, my God.
That was actually the funniest thing ever. That was so fun.
That was one of the most fun nights I've had in a long time. It just made sense. It just worked.
It just escalated very quickly. Like, we left your apartment.
And then I kind of blacked out.
Yeah,
and then we got kicked out of fucking...
I don't remember that.
No, so I remember it from watching it back from the recording. Yeah. And I'm like, at least we were respectful.
You were so chill. You're like, yep, fist pump. And he was like, oh, okay.
Oh my God. Those reverse Uber rides, because, okay, so we've done two. And the first
that was so
one,
different.
Different. The first one, it was like everybody was sort of, you know, acclimatizing, getting to know each other.
Yeah, it was very like...
And then we were almost too comfortable in the second one.
Literally like get naked type thing. Like, hey, it was close. We showed nipples.
I think that's why we got kicked out. I think that's the actual reason why we got kicked out.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, aka the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess.
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watch.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on the big... Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On the big cunty couch. Mwah.
Well, my top was like two... I don't get how old my tits, you know, like...
We were all just being very free. Right at the corner. And there were, like, right, you know, everybody was drinking and stuff, but we were just the drunkest in the corner of the bowling alley.
That was hectic, though. Like, I actually love that.
That was so much fun.
We're just so chill, though, in all of it.
It kind of just makes sense. I'm scared for what the next one will be, because the next one would be either...
We go to Phoebe.
It'll either be where Phoebe's is, or...
At Piper as well. We should do like a little like trip, so like Phoebe and Piper could orbit up together.
I mean, I would love that.
That'd be fucking lit. Who else is up there in Gold Coast?
No one that high.
We do that. Because what? Piper's in Brizzy, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, so Phoebe's
like...
It's like
an hour drive between
them. 100%. I reckon we get an Airbnb or something, rent out that for a night.
For like a weekend kind of thing.
Yeah? And then, oh my God, do that. 100%. That'd be so fun.
That'd be a lot of fun. It'd actually be very doable, I reckon. Especially once we can, like, travel interstate without any issues.
Do you have your Uber sticker on?
No.
They have to know you're an Uber. That's why you're driving
weirdly. This isn't an Uber ride.
No, but I could just say Uber drivers are the best drivers ever. You can tell they're Ubers because they slow down everywhere.
Wait, did you say are or aren't?
Shit.
Easy.
I mean, not you in particular, I just, like, go slow, speed up. Because obviously they're trying to find where they're going.
Do you know there was a study that was done, I think, in New York... Uber drivers are statistically incentivized to speed because they make more money when they speed.
So how?
Because they can do more trips. So it's like, obviously don't speed, but you can understand why you see Uber drivers driving like fucking maniacs, because they're just trying to get as many trips done. They're trying to feed their families.
I know.
I feel bad for a lot of Uber drivers. Like, they...
Including yourself?
Yes.
Yes.
Dude, you're absolutely lovely to me, but not everybody treats me the way that you treat me.
Really? I'd love to see a really better job. I'd love to.
It's like the more comfortable people get with, like, how Uber works and stuff, and, like, the more they realize that the star rating system just doesn't really matter, they'll still get an Uber whenever they want, the less friendly, polite, or, you know, nice people have become. I swear to God, when I first started Uber, it was like when it had just got legalized in Melbourne, and everybody didn't really get how it worked, so they were, like, overly nice. Whereas now they're like, okay, like, if I get a 1-star rating, it doesn't actually matter. So they...
I thought they couldn't pick you up if it was under 3 or something, or under 3.5.
Now I think you get kicked off the system if you're under 4. But it's an average. The 4 is the average.
What am I? Like 4.1.
I haven't given you an Uber ride in 3 years.
We're going to ride the last BTW.
Where are you taking it?
We got a Macadese trip, boy.
Yeah, but which Macadese? Oh,
the one that looks
which...
like a,
I know which
an old building.
Your mum's an old... Sorry, she's not.
She's an old building, though. She's
not. No, that's horrible. I hate the fact that I just said that. She's such a sweet... Pascal, I'm so sorry.
She's an old building. That's Darren's impression of you. What did he say about me? You're an old building. Imagine that.
Do you know, like, the first vibe I got from your mum? I was like...
Oui, baguette.
No. I was like, this is a confident woman. She was cool.
She's a boss.
She's boss vibes. She's a boss.
She's a very, like, in her workplace, she was all about speak for your mind. Like, if you have something to say, say it. Don't be afraid to, like, hold back. Mm. And she was, like, about, like, your rights. Like, you have rights. Because she was HR manager, right? So, obviously, there's...
Yeah, I could see that.
But she was the boss.
Does she smoke?
Yes.
So, that's such a French thing.
She tried to stop, and then kind of, like...
I am the boss.
I've heard a lot of French people smoke. It's just, like, part of their...
build. It's part of their personality.
Yeah.
Like, also cigarettes are so freaking cheap in Europe.
Like
why wouldn't you?
No. Yeah, I smoke it back a day. I'm a trend smoker, bro.
I can hear it. I can hear it in your voice. You got the rasp.
What are your thoughts about weed, though? Marijuana?
I think it is only a matter of time before it becomes legalized. The amount of money that we have lost or put into, like, the whole COVID thing, they're going to need to make this money back eventually. So they're going to look for creative ways. To do it. So if they legalize marijuana, they can tax it.
Well, they pay me $7.50 a week, so I'm cashing it in for no work.
Balling.
20 hours of free work. Yeah.
The way you say marijuana.
Marijuana. Imagine just like that, marijuana.
Just gotta be careful of the devil's lettuce.
What the fuck?
You never heard it called the devil's lettuce? Come on.
Left, right, left.
Someone behind me.
Yeah. Good park.
Thank you. Did it myself.
All right.
Darren from Audio Production again. Stuss and I were hungry, so we decided to get a snack. What do you feel like? I might even go coffee. Cup nuggets?
Hey, nuggets, McFlurry, dip.
Yeah. Sweet and sour sauce.
No, because you're dipping in the McFlurry.
You still do that, bro? Yeah. I don't know how. I watched that last night. I rewatched that last night.
Did
I was
you?
Like, this girl needs Jesus. You need Yeezus. Did you go to a Catholic school?
No, Christian? I'm not Catholic at all.
What are you?
Atheists.
No, but what are your parents?
Atheists.
So you had no religious upbringing? Really?
No.
So, like, stuff around, like, Ten Commandments, all of that kind of stuff, you never learned
anything. I mean, I know about it, though, but, like,
you know
no
about
detail.
It, but you never had to learn it at, like, a Sunday school?
No,
or
no way, no.
Wow, that's so interesting.
But it's just good because my parents actually gave me the opportunity to do it if I wanted to. They were like, if you want to do it, you can. But I was like, nah.
I respect that so much. It's such a different... It's almost like a foreign idea to me because I went to a Jewish school. I know so many people that, like, Catholic schools or Greek Orthodox.
There is a good big mix, though.
But there's always, like, some level of religion to their upbringing. I don't think I know anybody... Well, at least I haven't had the conversation with anybody who's just not had any religious...
No, nothing.
Part of it. That's so cool. That's so new age.
Really?
Yeah. What kind of McFlurry?
M&M with extra M&Ms.
Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Hi, can we please do an M&M McFlurry with extra M&Ms?
M&M McFlurry with extra M&Ms?
Yeah, and also an Oreo McFlurry.
Yeah.
And also 10 nuggets? And 10 nuggets with sweet and sour sauce, please.
Perfect. I've got 10 nuggets with sweet and sour, an Oreo McFlurry, and an M&M McFlurry with extra M&M.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
It's 1670.
Dead kitchen.
Wait a sec.
There's 1, 2, 3 booths.
Yeah, I don't know. What do they use that one for?
Drugs.
That's the truth.
It's a drug booth. Like, yeah.
Hey, question. What do you use that window for?
That is an optional extra dressing.
Drugs. It's drugs. Okay.
Boring.
She was not in the mood.
Oh, so ready for this. Oh. Hey.
You guys want a cup holder?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
There's your
thank you. Boom. Is that extra? Nicely done. Oh, thank you. See ya. Yippee.
I'm so ready for this.
I'm actually so ready for these. Oh. For these nuggets.
Here, ready? Good old times. Oh, they're fresh.
Are you feeding me? Fuck yeah. Thank you.
Maybe hot.
Oh, right? Well, okay.
I don't think I've had Macca's sober ever. Let's try it. Review of Macca's. You ready? Sober. That is what I call heaven.
That's a good nugget, though.
Oh, dive.
The audio only of this is going to sound very wrong. Sober you and drunk you are very, very similar. The main difference is...
Drunk's deaf. Can't speak really properly. Sorry.
That's actually so true. Drunk's deaf, the steffisms come out more.
Oh, yeah.
Those steffisms... that is actually... You're so right. The steffisms are the major difference between sober you and drunk you.
When you made that video, like steffisms, I was like, oh, fuck. It actually is a thing. Like, I was like, oh, my God.
I have, like, PTSD with this area. Because I dropped a lady off around the corner here one night and she just spilled a wine bottle all over my back seat. I was so angry.
Shit, was that my mum? Imagine Pascal.
Oh, God. All right, Stussy, before we end this...
I'm enjoying this. You can do whatever you want with me.
I have 10 questions for you. Fast 10. You ready?
It's going to stress me out. I hate being stressed.
It probably will stress you out. It's very likely to stress you out. The average French citizen consumed approximately how many snails per year?
2,000.
500.
Yeah, I love snails. Fucking good.
Question two here is, do you still put ice cream on your burger? That's obviously a yes.
Yeah.
You freak.
I'm sad. Nuggets as well.
Fill in the blank. My what is bleeding?
My hoo-ha.
Anus.
Oh! I should have known that.
You should have known that. All right. True or false? In our very first trip, you left your key in my car on purpose.
False.
Incorrect. It was true.
Oh, so you read my mind.
Say crack my finger.
Finger my crack. I knew it.
That was in the video. Yeah, okay, fine.
Ooh.
What do you do to a baguette that brings you bad luck?
Toast it.
Turn it upside down. That's not a joke, actually. That's just... you're looking at me like, where's the punchline? That's a French superstition. Did you know that?
No.
Me neither. It's kind of weird.
I would say bite the end off.
You guys are kind of weird. True or false? Male nipples can lactate.
True.
Very true. True or false? The other day I bumped into Manon and I thought it was you at first.
You sure did. But definitely it was not me.
When a wood frog needs to pee... how long can it hold its pee in for?
A week.
8 months. Speaking of which...
how?
Well, I don't know. Those are my 10 questions.
Oh.
What?
I thought there was more coming.
You're not impressed?
Darren from Audio Production here. We need to get to the bottom of this key fiasco. Since the very first time Steph appeared in my car and left her key on the passenger seat, every single video since then has had at least one comment saying,
that key was for you, bro.
3 years later?
No.
It's still going.
I watched...
how?
I watched it not too long ago. I watched that back. Not the edited version, but like
not edited.
You didn't leave that key on purpose.
Oh!
I can confirm that. You were so in your own world that there was nothing that was intentional that was done about that night.
That was the first time we met.
You were just living. Much love, Stuart.
Tell
Pascal I say hi.
I'm going to tell her the thing you told me, how she's like an old spaceship or some shit.
Tell her I miss her.
I'll tell her. Bye-bye, drive safe.
Catch you, dude. Much love. Thank
See
you.
See ya. Bye.
See ya. Our podcast came to an end and I began to make my way home until... I shit you not. I've just driven down the road and Steph has left her mask. Of course she has. Of course she has. Why wouldn't she?
She left that mask for you, bro.
Hello?
Sturz?
Yes?
You left your mask in my car.
No, I've got my mask.
Nah, your Adidas mask.
I've got one here though. I'm so confused.
I'm outside.
That's so weird because I have one in there and I thought...
She left that mask for
so
you.
So trippy.
She left that mask for you, bro.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for this though.
Much love.
I'll see you again in like 5 minutes.
What else did you leave?
Nothing.
Catch you. Bye.
A writer by the name of William Sidney Porter once said that no friendship is an accident. A passenger by the name of Steph Tussa earlier in this podcast said, things happen for a reason. That's all that needs to be said. Toodles, bitches.